Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Wow. That's hot, man. That is hot, man.
That is hot, baby.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. No shit. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was really fucking hot, man. So anyway, welcome to our pre-show. Oh man, went over and worked today with Phil Proctor and Ted Bonnet over at KPFK Radio in Los Angeles, and we just talked about shit. You know, we just talked about radio. We talked about the state of America. It was great seeing Phil Proctor, who is one of the founding members of Firesign Theater, and Phil, I was with him on his show called The Sexy Boomer Podcast. Now it's a radio show on KPFK, and they were doing a fundraiser. And I'd been with Phil back in 5 years. Phil said it was like almost 5 years ago, just ahead of the pandemic hitting. And it was a great time. I had a good time with the guys and talking about radio and talking about theater of the mind and talking about theater and talking about satire and talking about humor and talking about, if you never heard Firesign Theater, they were some of the seminal modern satirical geniuses of our age, really. Most of their shit was done live on stage, and they had a radio show as well. They started as a thing called Radio Free Oz. They were on KRLA radio here in LA and elsewhere. And then they went off and did their thing, and they were on albums, too. You could buy their comedy albums. And I, you know, told Phil when I first met him, I said, really, there wouldn't be a Phil Hendry show if there hadn't been a Firesign Theater. That's the profound influence it had on me, creating this world of characters. And the only thing that was different was, oh, fuck, you know, I was sitting there going, that shit I want to do, but I don't have a bunch of actors. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to play the parts myself. That's pretty much how it all happened. No shit, Sherlock. Okay. It is the 18th. We had a bit of a website glitch last night, which necessitated a live show. Generally, we do the first two shows of the month, of the week. The first two shows of the week are going to be encore shows. That's kind of how I've decided to do it. It works with the schedule better. But we couldn't do that this week because we had some problems downloading material, specifically downloading, an encore show as well as a classic show. And so I said, well, fuck it, we'll just do the show live and we'll live to fight another day, you know. So here it is another day, and we're fighting, and we're going to give you an encore show today, which is the 18th of December, as I just goddamn well mentioned. But we talked about a lot of really cool shit on The Sexy Boomer Podcast. Okay, here's a weird show we did. Man representing Phil's father in the hereafter tells Phil his dad's disappointed him. Chris Norton and more on ghost penis. Dr. Ed Elcott is in the tub. This looks pretty good. Let's do it. KPFK is part of Pacifica Foundation, which is a really ultra-liberal, kind of like far-left broadcast company, and they have KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFT in Houston, WBAI in New York, and I don't remember the other stations that they've got. I think they got more than just those. I thought it was interesting to note that they had a kind of a far lefty station in Houston. You know, you don't really think of Houston, Texas, do you, as a bohemian left-wing outpost, but it is. Why? Because it's a port city. And port cities, like Los Angeles, like San Francisco, like New York, have very strong unions. And there's an awful lot of traffic from abroad and elsewhere. Lots of different people, lots of different fucking ideas. You can't be static in a town like a Houston or an LA or a San Francisco or a New York. You can't just sit there on your thumb and just kind of go along with the same belief system without being exposed to a lot of other shit, you know? That takes a, and to tolerate that, in my opinion, takes a liberal mindset. To be able to tolerate lots of different ideas and not lose your fucking mind is probably you need to have a liberal mindset. You can't be super fucking paranoid, you know, and hope to get through it. So anyway, that was Houston. And that's the Pacifica Foundation. And they were doing a fundraiser while I was on the air with them on whatever it was, Tuesday. Okay, did I download this or not? I don't know if I did or not. Excuse me. Yes, I did. Very good. And then we have to do our classic, which we're going to do right now. Ghost Penis. You got to love Ghost Penis, man. You can't go wrong with Ghost Penis. I was just, that's an email. I was going back and forth there with Theater West. I'll let you guys know. We're doing two more shows, February 29th and March 1st. Two more shows, The World of Phil Henry, February 29th, March 1st, adding another character to the show. We do three characters. We did three characters during the September 19th show. When did we do the show? September 28th show? When did we do the damn show? 28th. Last Saturday in September. And this show we'll do four. But come on out. Join us. Theater West on Cahuenga. And for the folks that came in, and you know, Sue Price, my girl from Fullerton, she drove by herself all the way up from Fullerton to see the show. That just blew me away. That just really did. So thank you. others came in from Arizona. And we had, I think we had somebody flying from Florida. I can't tell you how much that it blows my mind, man. What can I tell you? It blows my mind. I'm so appreciative of that. I mean, I love you for that, man. I do, from the bottom of my heart. And I hope that I can deliver for you. When you come all the fucking way, I want to make you laugh. I want you to have a good time. It's a fun night because we do the show and then we do a Q&A. And I like that. I didn't anticipate that. It wasn't anything I planned on. It's something they do at Theater West with some of the shows. They'll do a Q&A with the cast. It's a blast. You know, the audience gets to just sit and talk to you and find out how and why you did the things that you did. It's a lot of fun. So keep the dates open if you can. February 29th, March the 1st, The World of Phil Henry. Two nights, Theater West, Hollywood, California. Yeah. Okay. Let me just fire off this email to Dina. Boom, just sent that off to her. Send off the email to, did I send it to her? Yeah. And I sent off that December. Okay, now let's go over and do the do and the funky chicken too when it comes to December 2000, because that's where we're going for our archive. December 2000. And the funky chicken too. I don't know who came up with that, do the do and the funky chicken do. I think it was Tolly Strode, the great KBCA disc jockey in the late 60s and early 70s. His cousin was Woody Strode. You may know Woody Strode from the movies. Woody Strode was a tall, strong cowboy, was a sort of a second fiddle to cats like, you know, Gary Cooper in some movies and Henry Fonda in other movies. And he was in Once Upon a Time in the West. He was in a cast with Charles Bronson and God knows, I think, am I right to assume, was it James Coburn or Lee? I know Henry Fonda was in it. Henry Fonda played a bad guy, which was amazing. Henry Fonda played a sadistic piece of shit in Once Upon a Time in the West. It was great. It's fucking great. You know, you don't really think of him for those parts, but he was fucking great. With those big blue eyes of his, he was a piece of shit, yeah. Charles Bronson was in it. Woody Strode. Tolly Strode was Woody Strode's cousin. Tolly Strode was one of the greatest disc jockeys I have ever fucking heard in my life. Just pure, just as a purveyor of great music and as a disc jockey. That is, a cat that sits, spins records, knows the music, is enthusiastic about the music, and conveys that enthusiasm, is infectious with his enthusiasm about the music. And in this case, Tolly Strode played jazz on KBCA Los Angeles. They were at 105.9. Was that, what the fuck was their call sign, man? 105.1 in Los Angeles. I don't know what they are today. I think they're a country station. They turned into KGO, KKGO, which I thought was, I hated that when they went to KGO, but okay, they were playing jazz. And then the cat that owned the station thought they're going to make more money with country music, so he completely perverted the signal and turned it into a goddamn country station. Now, no offense, because I don't judge you. You know, I just hate fucking country music. I fucking hate it. There's a handful of songs that I really like. But Jerry Jeff Walker and those cats who do the outlaw shit that I liked, that kind of country music, I don't even put in the category of the country music that is, you know, that, I don't even want to go there, man. You know the shit I'm talking about. So I like the outlaw country guys. I like bluegrass a lot. Big fucking bluegrass fan right here. But Kago went country, mainstream kind of country, you know. And so, but that was horrible. But then the station in Long Beach State, their station went all jazz. So some of the guys found their way down there. But in its heyday, KBC is a great, great fucking jazz station. And Tolly Strode was on there, noon to three. Eight skating, don't, what did he used to say? Something about, you know, check his out, see if it don't come out. He had these raps that were just fucking amazing. You know, like, you know, changing lanes at 105. That was his big thing, you know, they're on the freeway. Changing lanes, slow traffic to the right. In my book, you know, and remember that incompetence are the tools by which fools build monuments to nothing. In my book, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Check yours out, see if it don't come out the same. Later, baby. That was Tolly Strode. In my book, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I met him at a concert in Southgate Palace for CTI Summer Jazz Series. We went, this table full of white boys and all the other jazz fans from Southgate were there. And here's me and Paul Compton and I think Ray Bell was there. No, Ray was there. I don't know who else was there. And it was a great show. And I went back to the lobby to find out, and Tolly Strode was there, and I said, hey, Mr. Strode, I listen to you every day. I really love your show. Thank you so much. He had his arm around me. I said, do you know when these guys are going to come out? Because they're kind of late. And they were late getting on the bandstand. He put his arm around me. He says, you know, I think it's a damn shame that these jazz fans like yourself come out here to see these shows, and these cats can't come out on stage, on time. I think it's terrible. He was right there with me on this. I wasn't that put out, but he was definitely... not happy about that. Change lanes at 105, you know. God, I wish I could remember half of his fucking raps now, man. He says, I got pulled over by a cop the other day. He said, you have a gun? I said, yeah, it's on your hip, which I thought was a pretty cool answer. All right, what are we doing? The 18th, right? Yeah. In my book, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Check yours out, see if it don't come out the same. Why don't we do the first half studio appearance and Phil and we talk together about Christmas shopping? Oh, Christ. No, thank you. Steve Bozell engages in another frivolous lawsuit. That's the first hour. Ted Bell is driving a large SUV and says you better make room for him on the roads and at gas stations. If your car gets hit, you'll have to be out with the jaws of life. You'll have to be cut out with the jaws of life. I don't know, man. Let me see. Steve Bozell gets another frivolous lawsuit. That ought to be funny. Let's do the Steve Bozell frivolous lawsuit. You can't go wrong with Steve Bozell's frivolous lawsuits. All right. Okay. Good. We got it. Okay. Shut up, Phil. Shut the fuck up. Okay. We got it. So I'll have to do some editing on that. But it's hour one, right? Hour one. Oh, this is full show. Oh, okay. No wonder. What the fuck was that? Tie me to the hood of a car. What the fuck was that?
The guy who scrapes up horse crap.
Come right down here now.
Man, I come down behind a horse.
No. Delicious.
Podcast of the...
3 weeks ago, right? Sure, yes.
And... is the number, and... come, philhenryshow.com. Be-
delicious pancakes to acid heads for over 30 years.
Yes, it's the Tournament of Roses Parade. On the Phil Henry Show website, so check it out, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Be a part of our historic first ever.
I don't know, maybe one of the other.
Oh no!
Oh okay. Hey!
All right, it's cool. I got it together. I know what I'm doing now. All right, bitchin', let's get going. I love you. Thanks for tuning in. Remember what I told you. You know, there's four sufferings in life, four things that you cannot avoid. You ready? You might as well just face the fact you can't avoid these four things, but you can still be happy. The key to happiness, in fact, is accepting the reality of life, accepting some of the slings and the arrows, and defeating them, rising up above them. You're not going to avoid bad shit. You're not going to avoid having bad times, but you can be happy through all of it. Yes. So here they are, the four things you cannot avoid. Birth, death, old age, sickness. You can't avoid those four things. They're called the four sufferings of Buddhism. Birth, death, old age, and sickness. So why do we talk about them? Because despite those four realities, you can be happy. And I mean sublimely happy. It's kind of like this. It's like, you know, smiling through the shit. It's like, you know, the guy that we've all admired, the guy that we've seen who, regardless of what happens to him, he's got a smile on his face. He ain't quitting. He's not backing off. He's coming through. He's moving on. He's like, he's headed for you. He's headed your way, man. You know, he's like that opponent in football or whoever, the opponent in a fist fight or whatever. He's just got to say he's on his way and there ain't nothing going to fucking stop him. Okay. So that's what we're talking about here. You are on your way to a happy life and ain't nothing going to stop you. Now, I know a lot of people think that I don't know what I'm talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. That's number one. And number two, don't be, you know, dragged down by your own cynicism. Don't be dragged down by your own hurt feelings. Don't be dragged down by the shit that's happened to you and you go, fuck it, I'm gonna, you know, I don't believe any of this shit. Don't be dragged down by your own fucking anger and your own disappointment that life didn't come along and plant a big fat kiss on your ass. Take all this shit and say, hey, guess what, motherfucker? I'm going to be happy anyway. In fact, I am happy. In fact, I am having a good life. In fact, I am enjoying life. I am in love. I'm in love with life and all the people I see. I'm in love with my own life, you know? And I don't give a shit if there is death ahead of me. I don't give a flying fuck if there is sickness. I don't give a flying fuck if I'm going to get old. Everybody gets fucking old if you're lucky. Because I can tell you at this point in my life, I'm glad I was born. I am glad I was born. I'm fucking glad I was born. I learned a lot of shit in this goddamn life. I learned a lot of great stuff. I learned what I was made of. I learned all kinds of things about myself. I learned all kinds of things about people. I saw amazing things. I felt amazing things. No, man, I'm very happy I was born. And you know what? I will tell you this. I did not have an easy life, as I've told you guys. We were hungry as kids. We were not taken care of very well by our parents. We stole food. I've told you all of this. Myself, my sister. We were abandoned by our father. Yes, I speak respectfully of my father's a war veteran, and I do honor his service, but he was a lousy father. He abandoned us. I had to hitchhike to all of the jobs that I had. All the other kids I saw had cars. I used to think I was somehow failing. I didn't have a car. They were driving fucking cars their parents bought them. My parents couldn't afford to give me a car. I hitchhiked everywhere I went. I was a senior in high school. And on Tuesday and Thursday nights, I would leave high school and I would hitchhike out to Monrovia and take my dishwasher job. And I worked that job till 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night. And then I hitchhiked home in the dark. Can you imagine a son having a child out there in the night hitchhiking home to do homework after working 4 hours as a dishwasher in a retirement home? I know people have had it tough. I get it, but I'm just saying, can you imagine, as a parent, is that something that you, wouldn't you want to drive your child to the job? Wouldn't you maybe try to give them some kind of an allowance? Let them focus on their schoolwork? I had no motherfucking time for schoolwork. Are you kidding? I could give a shit. So, yeah, we had it bad, man. But you want to know, I don't often talk about that shit, and I don't tell interviewers this. I'm not, you know, I don't really... I mean, there might be some shit there about my Wikipedia page, but a lot of that stuff I've had to remember because I didn't really deal with it. I was not honest with myself about that until about 10 years ago. I went through my whole life thinking that I was a disappointment to my parents because I was a piece of shit. And maybe that's what drove me to be a success in many ways. I went through my life thinking that I'd caused a lot of my problems, you know? And while it is true that I caused a lot of my problems, I was coming from a place as a kid where I was not encouraged. I was not taken care of materially. I was not taken care of educationally, spiritually. I wasn't, you know, it was not made easy for me. It wasn't even made possible for me. So by the time I got to be 18, I couldn't wait to get the motherfucking hell out of here. I went to a semester or two of Pasadena City College, and then I said, fuck this shit. And myself and Ray Bell and Rob Thyssen got into Ray's Volkswagen, and we drove to the south, down to Orlando, and I got into construction work. And really, my life shifted my life from California to the southeast. Got into radio, and all kinds of adventures followed. All kinds of crazy adventures followed. But you can be happy through anything, man. And you can change life any way you want to change it. You can make it happen. You can turn it and bend it in your direction. And you do it in a healthy way. You do it helping people. You do it loving people. You do it loving the community, loving the city you're in, loving the country you live in, love your family, love your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. You love people, man. And be a real patriot. And a real patriot is someone who will die for another person. In the case of a patriot, he dies for his country, but he's dying for other people, you know. And that's somebody who will give their life for another person. Isn't that for you Christians out there? Isn't that what your man said? Didn't he say there's no greater love than a man that would surrender his life for another? I don't know. So there's your pep talk for today. Let's do this shit, shall we? Okay.